So we said we were going to start Perek Dalet. And we said that it's going to be discussing the three things, the three causes that prevents a person not to mechaven when he's doing what he's doing, the same Shemaim. The three things that prevent a person from doing things the Shem Shemaim. Again, we're trying to mechaven as much as we can and to do what we're doing l'shem Shemaim, not for ulterior motives. Taking into account also that there's a need to be oved lo lishmo. We're not going to start with lishmos. We're gonna work on practicing on these things, and we're going to work on trying to improve these things. But for sure, we never go away from the din of the Gemara that So for sure, that's not going away. But at the same time, we're trying to try and just at least be aware, if nothing else, of the need to at least do something of what we're doing, the Shem Shemaim. And the three things that prevent us. We went through this. I just want to, these are important things to know just generally, that we don't really understand Hashem and His goodness. What is it that we don't understand about Hashem? First, because we haven't internalized that Hashem's kol yochel. You have to upgrade. I once went to speak to a certain problem I had with the Rav. He said to me, you need to upgrade your understanding of who Hashem really is. Means up to now, the problems you had, Hashem could take care of. Then you've got a problem and you think it's too big for Hashem. It means the problem you have is for Hashem, it's the same size problem as the ones you've had up to now that you had B'tochen, you were trusting in Hashem. So you need to upgrade that even this HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take care of, even though you don't see a way out of the mess. Well, so that's the first thing. We need to understand that Hashem is called Yochel. Hulavodei Maniges Oilom, and he's the one that's running the world, no one else. And it appears that there's other forces in the world that seem to have independent power and that are functioning independently. It's a big philosophical discussion exactly where and how their bechira impacts on you. I want to go into that now. The bottom line is that Hashem is everything. He's only manig of the world. And that he only does good. So he's kol yochel. He's manig of soilam alone. And he's raktoiv. That's the whole foundation of what we came out of with Shara Bechina and Shara Betochen. That was the yesod. So that's the first reason why we don't serve Hashem lishmo, because we don't get Hashem. Because these three aspects of Hashem we don't get. It means intellectually for sure. No one would argue. Hashem's kol yochel, for sure. Hashem's the only one minding the oilam? Yeah, for sure. Hashem only does good, yeah. So why you got an anxiety disorder? why are you uptight? Why are you freaking out? Why you don't have menuchas and nefesh and yeshuva da? Well, because you see what's going on in the world. So intellectually we do understand. But to internalize it is avoid a sachaim, it's a lifetime's work. Okay. And Baruch Hashem, we've made strides since we first started learning these sugyas. We've come a long way, we've improved. I don't know what to do with this yet. He doesn't understand the mitzvahs of Hashem and his Torah. So I appear guilty for sure. I don't understand Hashem and his Torah. I mean, we learn, we're trying to understand more and more. But the more you learn, the more you realize how little you understand. And the deeper you get into a sugya, the more you realize, whoa, this is, you thought you had the sugya clear, and then you just went a little bit deeper. You saw another reason. But again, I don't know why that would prevent me from serving Hashem lishmo. Great and breach and understand, because there's other forces, there's other powers. Hashem's not called Yochel, so yes, I have to make sure that this guy doesn't get upset with me. Make sure that this king, you know, I find favor in this one's eyes, and people are looking up to me, and I'm getting covered. But yeah, I'm not sure exactly where the chisorin is. There's a chisorin for sure. No one's saying not, but in Dafki in Yehuda Maisa, I'm not sure why that's what the treasure of that is. So hopefully, some stage will explain that. I don't understand Hashem's Torah and mitzvahs, but that, I mean, I do as much as I can, you know. When I don't know, I ask, I'm trying, we're learning, everyone's learning. That's why I've got Lachash Jerim, and we have, you know, we have all sorts of learning Torah, because we don't know it all. I mean, no one's serving Hashem, I don't know. I don't know where the Torah and Shmoya would come in. Goyim HaShlishi Hu, Ahihurim Shayetzor Mal Alev HaOdom. The third reason also, love dafka, this has got to do with Yichud HaMaisa. This applies to all our areas of our life. The Yetzara makes people think things that are not necessarily true. It makes a person put all his koyches and energy into this world and he ignores his ishtadlus for Olam Haba. But mainly, if that's what he's doing, well, then it's got nothing to do with whether it's Lishma or not. He's just not doing what he's supposed to be doing. Well, then he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, but the Yetzer Hara just gets him not to do it Lishma. Again, I don't understand what this, the problem that he's describing here, for sure, no one denies that, but why is that kashur to Yichud HaMaisa Dafka? I'm not sure if you understand my problem. The Yetzer Hara gets you distracted and gets you involved in Olam Hazeh, and he doesn't leave you thinking about Olam Haba. So that's a problem in of itself. There's nothing to do with Lishmo, not Lishmo. When I do something for Olam Haba, so I could do it Lishmo, even though the Yetzer Hara has me spending 90% of my time thinking about Olam Hazeh. But when I put on tefillin in the morning, so then, yeah, I'm putting on tefillin Lishmo. And it's because Hashem told me. Not because I'm looking for COVID or... Maybe I'm doing it for Schav Oynesh. I don't know that we've... Okay, he hasn't spoken, he didn't mention that really too much. Anyway, so this needs a hesber why this is Dafka Goyrims that stop me doing things L'Shem Shemayim, Yichud HaMaisa. So, yeah, it's already thinking about Olam Hazeh. Okay, I got it. That's not a good thing. You have to deal with it. You have to push those Hihurim that he puts into your mind aside, and you have to learn Musa, and you have to become more Mechazakim. In understanding the Zaprusdo, but there's another world we're going to. Okay, fine, but what's it gonna do with Lishmo? How does that prevent me doing Lishmo? That stops me doing anything. Never mind Lishmo. Okay. If it wasn't for that line, we could have packed up and gone home because we don't understand anything here. And he understands it, so he's coming to explain to us why each one of these things will prevent us not from serving Hashem, but from doing it to Hashem Shemayim. So Yichud HaMaisa assumes you're doing Maisim. You're doing, but you're just not doing it L'Shem Shemayim. So let's see. Number one. V'yisa yedia selokim goyrem zois mimnei shekol evet she'enu makir esa yecholet shel adoinov einu oived esoi b'levavoi v'teich hakore pnimis. When an evet serves a master, but he doesn't recognize the enormous abilities of the master, he doesn't serve the master from an inner recognition. Only somebody who recognizes the master's powers, the master's abilities, and knows that the master can do good or bad, the master, his life's in the master's hands. So he serves the master in a humbled way. He self-effaces himself to the master. He's machni himself. He humbles himself in his mind. Since he hasn't understood the kol yochelness of Hashem, he hasn't understood that Hashem is the manik yochid of the world, and that Hashem's only doing good, so he's left needing other people. He's left needing other people to help him to get what he wants. You know, he starts getting scared of them because maybe they won't do what he wants. Maybe he'll upset them, he'll offend them, and he won't be able to get what he wants from them. He starts doing what he's doing now in order to please people and not to please Hashem. The law is Misha Borotam. I mean, he's now doing Torah and Mitzvahs. We're not talking about somebody who's spending the whole day in the pub. We're not talking about Yichud HaMaisa to him. We're talking about somebody who's over Hashem. But he hasn't understood Hashem properly. So he still has to take care of everybody else. He has to make sure that people think he's choshev, people think he's this, people think that. So he's not serving Hashem anymore. He's serving the people that he's trying to win favor with. He hasn't internalized this, you saw that only Hashem can do him good and bad. No one else can help you, no one else can hurt you. Only Hashem. Yeah, but it's less to find favor in people's eyes because what will it be if people, you know, he won't get an aliyah, he won't get, you know, he won't be able to get a job, he won't be able because he's not pleasing people. No, you don't have to worry about pleasing people. You serve Hashem because it's Hashem and that's it, not thinking about anybody else. What are you worried about? You won't get what you need. Hashem's called Yochel. Hashem's running the world. And Hashem will give you whatever's good for you. That's a big step in maturity. That's a big grow up. That's a big grow up call. To be able to recognize that. It goes hand in hand with Betochen is the tzivu of thou shalt fear no man. You shouldn't fear another person. Somebody's coming to you with a gun. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about that. Worry about this guy. Will do me a favor. He won't do me a favor. Will help me. I need to borrow money. So he, hope he thinks, you know, whatever. No. Because he can't help you. He can't hurt you. And of course, Bochus helping you or doing whatever is happening to you. And of course, Bochus. So when you're serving, you're thinking only about of course, Bochus. You don't think about what other people are thinking. That's the development that comes from the Betochen that one worked on before one got to Shai Yichud HaMaisa, to go through Shara Betochen. So we did this. I don't know why we've gone back to this. This is in our mark in the temple, but we did this last week, I think. We just keep going. A good chazor, if nothing else. No, I mean this is familiar, but now this is for sure familiar. We struggled on this a little bit last week. Now the Baal Avodah Zarah has certain advantages even over somebody who's not Eved Hashem for the right reasons. Or leave doc. This is one of the reasons. This chosa understanding of who Hashem really is what causes people that are Oyved Avodah Zarah to be Oyved their God. Since they don't recognize Hashem, what's the consequence of not recognizing who Hashem really is? You need to get what you need, so you'll get it somewhere else. You can't get it from Hashem because he's not called Yochel, Rahman al-Litzlan. So that's, person hasn't internalized that, he hasn't got that. So he needs to get what he needs elsewhere. Lloyd, and it's over the Oila, this Baal Avodah Zarah has four advantages over someone that's serving people. That's serving Hashem, but to win favor in people's eyes, not to win favor in Hashem's eyes. The Baal Avodah Zarah has four advantages over him. Nifla. Interesting. Again, it's the yisod we learned in Shara Betochen that when you're not trusting in Hashem, you're trusting something else. If you're fully trusting in Hashem, then you don't need anybody else. So too, yeah, when you understand who Hashem really is, kol yochel, manig yochid, only doing good, so What can't you buy in this store called Hashem that you need to go to another store? Why are you going to another shop to get what you need? The store has everything. So you don't understand that the store has everything. So now what are you going to do? Well, I'll go to another store. If I can't get what I need, yeah, I'll go somewhere else. That's what's happening. But this Baal Avodah Zarah, he's got four advantages over the person who's serving Hashem for the ulterior motives. Person who's over the Zari in a Tekufa where there's no Navua, there's no Navi, so there's no Navi to go around and tell him with signs and wonders that his days are krum. But the Oivda Abal, Eliyahu and Navi knew what to do. He took them and he did miracles and wonders and showed them that you guys are krum. Fire comes down from Shemaim, takes Eliyahu's kufa. I don't understand. But the Baal Avodah Zarah is living in a Tekufa where there's no Navua. There's no one going around and pointing out to him and telling him why he's wrong. But someone who's Makayim Torah, keeping the Torah, is just doing it because of he's trying to win favor with people. This kid that's serving Hashem is keeping the Torah. So he's got a Torah. The Torah tells him that it's awesome to serve anybody else and only to serve Hashem. That's it. Me and me alone, Hashem tells him. The Baal Avodah Zarah can turn around and say, listen, I'm serving idols. I don't know what's written in your Torah. I don't know what's in the Torah. I'm serving idols. The Navi told me I'm not allowed to. Where? Show me where it says I'm not allowed to. It says in the Torah. Fine, but he's not keeping Torah. The Baal Avodah Zarah. But someone who's keeping the Torah, he's keeping all the mitzvahs. So no, one of the mitzvahs is don't serve other people. So that Baal Avodah Zarah has that advantage. He doesn't have a Zorah min HaTorah. I used to know Shainu, Shaved at Lilib, Oivet Dova Shainim Mumra, so kill him. This Baal Avodah Zarah, he's serving something that's not rebelling against Hashem. The thing that he worships, the stone or this force, this koyach that he worships, the thing itself is not rebelling against Hashem. The statue that the God made and he's worshipping the statue. If you ask the statue, what's your problem with Hashem? They don't know what you're talking about. I'm just a stone. I'm just the force. I'm a power. Whatever they worship. Someone who's serving us, who's keeping the Torah out of flattery and out of thinking about other people, some of the people that this guy is busy trying to get win favor from, some of them rebel against Hashem and some don't. This guy that's keeping the mitzvahs because he's trying to win favor from people, some of the people he's trying to win favor from can be rejoined. The Avodah Zarah itself is not intrinsically evil. People worship it, so it becomes Avodah Zarah and it becomes Osir Banor. The thing itself is not rebelling against Hashem. But the people that this person who's keeping the mitzvahs, the people that he's serving, there could be some restraint mixed up in all of that. They're rebelling against Hashem. So not that he's not serving Hashem, but he's also serving somebody that's rebelling against Hashem. That's worse than the Avodah Zarah. Someone who's worshipping idols, somebody who's a Baal Avodah Zarah. Yeah. You go to India, so you understand you have to be careful. These people are very, very dangerous. They're worshipping idols. So the way they conduct themselves warns you that these guys are krum. These guys are missing the plot. You see it, Mufurish. He's busy shechting a buffalo or whatever he's doing, whatever they do, throwing rice on a statue or whatever. You see what they're doing. There's nothing hidden there. They're proudly going about serving a stick or a stone or a whatever their vadazori is. The stars, the moon, you see it, they do it mafurish. You can guard yourself against the hashpoh from them. This guy's very frum, he comes to shul every day, he's davening, he's serving Hashem, he's learning, he's doing all the mitzvahs. How do you know what his story is? You don't know why he's doing it. Ibn Adam rechoshim loy imun. Yes. He's a trustworthy guy. People trust him. They're giving me their trust. And he can mamash damage them very badly by this very bad influence that he has on them. Can't get you. You look at him doing his stuff. You want to run off to him? You think the guy's crazy? You can see for yourself. Here he is. You have a Yetzer Hara to go to a church. I mean, the Yetzer Hara Chas V'Shalom can make you do that. The Yetzer Hara is kofed a lot, but it's dumb. Person in his seichel, but this other guy, you don't know what he's up to. You don't know what a shpoh. You don't know. The shpoh can be very, very insidious. So those are the four advantages. Well, advantages. They're not. Everyone doesn't look for advantages like that. But the advantages that someone who's serving Avodah Zarah, four advantages over somebody who's not into the sugya of Yichud HaMaaseh. It's terrifying. Well, so that's the first reason. That's the first reason that stops us from serving Hashem Lishmo, is because we don't really know who Hashem is. And since we don't recognize the Kol Yochol of Hashem, there's gaps in our needs, so we go looking for it somewhere else. So now you start doing things in order to win favor from those people that you're trying to get benefit from, when in truth is they can't ever help you. So why do you ever go and make ishtadlis? Because you have to make ishtadlis, whatever that's about, but there's nothing to do with, it's not a steerer to the fact that Hashem is money going love, call Yochel for owning a tov.
They'll help you if Hashem wants them to help you.
Again, I didn't hear, sorry, my volume was down.
They'll help you if Hashem wants them to help you.
Correct. If Hashem lets them help you, they'll help you. And if Hashem lets them to do you damage, they'll do you damage. Chalil, if he doesn't, he doesn't.
Absolutely.
Therefore, you have to win favor with Hashem, not with them. Even in the sugya of Ma'abahir affecting other people, even if you're paskan that there is such a thing, that's a safer thing. Even if you'll go with the mahalach of what seems to be quite a few restrain him. Say for chinuch, I mean, this chinuch, there seems to be what to talk about there. Without obviously not going to the sugyo. But at the end of the Chavisov says, no one can help you, no one hurt you without Hashem's permission. It means even if he can use his bechira to hurt you, and he has a bechira to do it, but Hashem doesn't give him permission, then he can't hurt you. That means he intrinsically has no power to damage you.
Sure.
Without Hashem's permission. So if Hashem only does good, then why would he let this guy hurt me if it's not good for me? Okay. What I just said now, you have to forget about until you got to learn the sugya in Bechira properly. That's for sure. He's just a stick. He's a stick in Hashem's hand. There was the Bochonon's Pshat, the Chofetz Chaim. The door of Mashiach will be door kebene kelev. When you hit a kelev with a stick, it bites the stick. It doesn't address the hand that's holding the stick. That's our generation. We blame everything and everybody except Hashem. You want to blame somebody for what's going on? Blame Hashem, because it's all him. Everything else is just a stick. And the stick also is a rosh and it has its cheshbonus, and Hashem has to take care of his cheshbonus with him. That's between him and Hashem. Between him and me, he's just a stick. I have to deal with Hashem. He also has to deal with Hashem. Not going into that sugya. That's a major, fascinating, unbelievable sugya. Why Paro got punished. If all Paro was the stick, Hitler, Yamach Shmoy, all he was the stick, why did he get punished? The founder of Christianity. Suffering a terrible gain, and why does he get punished? Okay, so he has cheshbonus with Hashem. There's plenty, plenty. Everyone discusses that famous Rambam in the Shmoni Prokim, the big sugyas, all the restraint deal with that. It doesn't take away from the fact that he was still a stick. While the stick gets punished in this system, okay? It's bothered greater minds than yours and mine. I'm trying to deal with that. That stomach problem. Stomach problem. We have to understand the sugya. Well, there are plenty of tirutzim and whatever. Somewhat satisfying, not so satisfying, whatever. Well, at the end of the day, it doesn't take away one iota from the first of the Yud Gimel Ikarim. Him alone, alone. So what about this other guy? He also does. What do you mean? It says Hashem only does. It means if Hashem only does, there's no room for anybody else to do. Well, that was quick. Okay, so we need tomorrow, next week, we need to, okay, I'll mark the page properly. I don't know what happened here. We need to start from Tom. From here, okay. That's the Tam Schneer. Okay, very good. Okay, I've got the place marked properly. Dofish, I don't know what happened to Jonathan today, but I suppose in Chutz Laaretz, everyone's on holiday, so no idea. It's all good.
Have a great night. I appreciate it.
And you have a wonderful night. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
See you tomorrow, Bishat Hashem. Just remind me tomorrow, please, if you don't mind, just about the Ezra's Nostrum, so I can just make sure that it's taken care of.
Okay, we appreciate that.
Okay. Shalom, shalom. Good night.